This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday, live Armistice Day edition. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Happy to hear from you here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. You're free to call in and talk live on the radio. And we'll take your calls. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. You know, I met four people that they were in jail, and then when they got released, they were given an SSI disability check for, like myself, for the rest of their lives. And I guess being incarcerated, you know, it means that they're disabled.
I was incarcerated for some period of time in the state of Florida. And there was this piece of paper that would float around, kind of like a chain letter, suggesting that once you got out of prison, that basically it, prison was a form of disability, and that you could file for some kind of paperwork. I never believed it for a second, and I found a lot of people saying basically it was compost. And however, it may be true, but is it... Like, did you talk to these people, or is this just something you heard, I guess, the first question I have?
Well, two of them, I met them. I met the two of them, and I heard them talking on the bus. The other one that I knew because they were my next-door neighbor, you know, the mother told me. So, I mean...
And that their disability is jail, basically? Or that they have a disability. Like, you can be disabled and go to jail and come out and get benefits or something. But
well, you know what? One of them was actually a bipolar. I think she might have had this bipolar mental illness, and plus she was illiterate. And the other one was, like, almost illiterate. Like,
well, illiteracy isn't a disability.
Right. But I was told that a lot of illiterate people are in jail. So it's kind of like a form of a disability. I mean, you could still be illiterate and still function, but it's very hard for you to function in society, so you wind up in jail. So those combinations. But like you said, the option is there. If you, they offered it to you, even though you did not take it, Mark.
I'm not a disability attorney, but I believe that being in jail is not going to meet the medical definition of disability. It's not a medical condition.
Yeah, I had a roommate at one point that had previously been on disability, and he basically just found not working to be highly depressive. You know, like it caused situational depression, and I believe that. I believe that people generally need work, that idle hands do the devil's work, as it were, and that people need work to, like, that's just the kind of creatures we are. We need work to create meaning in our lives. Mm-hmm. And without that work to create meaning, that it can, well, once your life is meaningless, then what?
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody needs work to create meaning. They'll do their own things. It'll probably still be work. They may not be paid for it in the same way, but most of us want to be, you know, told what to do to some extent, got a paycheck to do it, and, you know, have it laid out before us, get better at that same skill over time, and, you know, that sort of thing.
This is one of my problems with public education, is it teaches people to be told what to do, that they can't function if someone's not telling them what to do, and they're trained for that in the public education system.
Yeah. It doesn't train initiative
at all. No, it doesn't train entrepreneurship. It's training people to be employees, not employers.
My favorite was we did have an entrepreneur class in high school. It was taught by the shop teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lifetime government bureaucrat teaching you entrepreneurship out of a book, right? Like this guy knows how to plane wood. He does not really know anything about entrepreneurship. He's just reading the book to you. It was very... surreal experience. Really got me to understand what teaching was all about in the government system. This, by the way, was my first move. This was the first year from my move from private school to public school, and I just thought, well, this is dumb. Like, obviously, this guy doesn't believe this. He doesn't understand it. The book was held together in a three-ring binder. This is a pilot program to some extent, and the government schools shot at teaching entrepreneurship. It's hilarious. Sarah, go ahead.
I mean, it does benefit the society in the long run.
What does?
To give them a check, and rather than being in jail again.
If they're depressed because they're not working, and then they get Social Security disability, that enables them to continue not working, so they're still depressed.
Right.
Situational really
depression
them.
And chemical depression mm-hmm. are completely different things, mm-hmm. but a lot of times people will confuse the two.
They have no money. They cannot have a job. They cannot work.
Right, that is situational depression, where they're depressed about where they are in life. It's not depression caused by a chemical imbalance in the brain.
And I think that people who used to be incarcerated can work. Yes, their opportunities are much more limited than they were before. But I think that there are plenty of examples for people who used to be incarcerated and are now working.
They have a lot of programs, Sarah, for people who get out of incarceration. They got halfway houses and employment placement programs and things like that. It's not that difficult. I'll admit to being lucky, but to have a certain level of sort of privilege, as it were. I decided when I got out of prison, I wasn't going to share that information with people. I was just going to create a resume that wasn't entirely fake, but perhaps left out the incarceration part. The 8.5 year incarceration part. So I talked about job skills. Made the work that I did sort of imaginary, but at the same time, it was always the work that I did. So I did these things, mm-hmm. but I made, the businesses were imaginary in which I did them. And that was fine for the business. I just sort of worked my way up, started doing this home improvement for the family, and then having a job waiting tables and working at a health club. And then at some point or another, at the health club, somebody came by, hired me for the radio station group, and then, went on from there. And had some success, but people can get jobs out of jail.
People, but you know what? No. These four people, they were given disability. I mean, you're an exception. I mean, there's people that...
How did I get to be an exception?
Now, one of the problems, and Sarah, I think you might agree with me here, way too many people are being incarcerated.
Right, and it costs more money per day. Is it cheaper to give them a check for $735 or... incarcerate them for year after year, and they come.
Or how about we not incarcerate nonviolent victimless offenders?
That's a better idea. I'm not sure that very many people are in prison that are committing crimes because of abject poverty. They may be on the lower end of the socioeconomic scale, but a lot of these guys were very proud of, I'm just remembering here, very proud of their lifestyle that they were able to make through crime. And by crime, I'm talking about selling drugs and stuff like that. Lots of bad things happen with selling drugs. I don't think selling drugs itself should be a crime. But nonetheless, they weren't trying to make ends meet. They were renting Cadillacs. So... That's a different story. I don't think you're going to solve crime by handing out $700 a month, Sarah.
Well, I mean, it depends on the individual.
Sure.
It depends. I mean, on case by case, these people, four people, they said, we'll give you a society bar ticket, and they took it.
Well, one of the problems with disability, Sarah, is that once you are on disability, you can't work. Like, I think that you can't work at all. Is that correct? And earn money?
Well, you could do. I could do volunteer work.
And earn money. I bet work. Work is in earn money. Can you earn any money?
Can you get a paycheck from a company?
Well, I could work and still get like a $10 worth of check if I wanted to. But I am not working though. But
how much? I'm not asking if you are working or not. I'm asking if you can.
You can't work.
How much?
You can't work. You could even get off SSI if you wanted to.
I know that. That's okay. Look, if you give somebody $700 a month, they're going to try to protect that. They want that free $700 a month.
Right.
And then
for every dollar they earn,
they're just going to follow the rules so they can keep it. And if the rule is you can't work, then you're basically making it so that they can never get ahead. Thanks for the call, Sarah. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Laurel, you haven't been on the show a whole long time, but have you heard about MyPillow?
No, I have not.
So this is MyPillow is the name brand, not just MyPillow. MyPillow is a MyPillow, as is Daryl's and Ian's. Also, my in-laws' pillows, my mother's pillows, everybody I can find's pillows are MyPillows. Because
Jazzy the studio dog has a MyPillow bed.
Right. And mind you, MyPillow did not pay for these pillows that we're talking about. I did. And MyPillow is not paying for this ad either. They will, if you use the coupon code we're going to give you here, they will indeed give us a cut of it. And thank you so much for using that coupon code. In exchange, you will get a discount. However, I believe so thoroughly in this product because I've used it for a long time.
I can't wait to find out what it is.
It's a pillow. Right? Like, you know what that is.
Yes.
Now, the next thing about a pillow is you probably know that a pillow should keep your head and neck in alignment with your back, right? Like, your neck should be sort of straight out from your back, not cranked down towards the bed or cranked up towards the ceiling. You don't want those things because you're going to wake up not feeling rested, uncomfortable, and basically it's not a good night's sleep. If you get headaches, it may not be your mattress. It may be your pillow. This is a good, cheap way to start. Secondly, a pillow is basically a cesspool of germs. Washing these things is impossible. I used to have before this, two pillows before this. I had previously a vinyl latex pillow, and that was great because it held my head and neck in the right position. However, you couldn't wash it. And same with my down pillow. How are you going to wash feathers? This thing, I just throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, pop it back on the bed. Within, you know, a couple hours, how long it ever takes to wash, I've got a very nice pillow in which to put my head again. I love MyPillow, and I think you will too. If you go to MyPillow.com, you get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. So that's free shipping. And remember, if you don't like MyPillow, you have 60 days to return for a full refund of your purchase price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. It's a great deal. I'm happy for it, and could not be happier with MyPillow. Let's go to the phones. Robert calling in from Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
All right. I want to talk a little bit about, the veterans a little bit, and then, slash these shootings that we've been going through here in the last, few years here anyways. With some of these shootings, some of the people that have actually done the shootings have been veterans. I try to understand, why this happens. I'll use my dad as an example. I'll be 55 in a couple of months. So to give you some idea as to how old I am. But my dad was in the Second World War, and he was in the Korean conflict. He was at D-Day, as a matter of fact. He had bullet holes in him, and he had knife wounds, and when he was done with the war, he was told that whatever it was you did, whatever it was that you saw, just keep it to you and don't say nothing to no one. That was what the extent of their breakdown was back then. There was no, you go to counseling, you have to go home, or see a psychologist or a therapist, for some length of time after you got out of the service. And that's exactly what my dad did. He did. He stuffed it. He never told anybody what he saw, what he did, or any of that kind of stuff. And it must have been extremely difficult for my dad to hang on to this. But I'm just curious. I'm wondering what it is now that since changed. And where our soldiers now, they go and they have their, their breakdown and counseling and however long a period of time it goes on for. But now it just seems that these veterans, not all, but some of them, they're committing these horrendous acts. And I'm trying to understand why. If they're, if they're, you know, going through all of this therapy and everything. No?
I would, my guess would be, Robert, is that we just didn't delve into those kinds of things previously. Crime is lower now than it was 2 decades ago, 3 decades ago, 4 decades ago. And I would presume that veterans probably make up about the same percentage of crime now as they did then. It's just an assumption. So maybe when somebody committed a crime, they just didn't mention. In the same way they told the veterans not to mention what happened in the war, they probably just didn't mention that these people were veterans.
Well, and also the way wars have been fought over the last 70 years has drastically changed.
Okay.
There used to be something called trench warfare.
Yeah.
To where one army was, you know, dug in on one side, one army was dug in on the other side.
Trench warfare was kind of an anomaly. I mean, all right.
But all right, let's go back to the, you know,
standing in lines and shooting at each other.
Standing in line and shooting. There were clearly two sides. Now you have people running through, you know, populated areas having to guess who's the bad guy and who's just somebody that's going to the well to get some water.
Right. And veterans, in many cases, cite grief and remorse as reasons for PTSD. In some cases, that grief and remorse is somebody who was harmed in an urban warfare situation that was clearly a non-combatant.
And as I understand it, of the veterans that do wind up killing themselves, and you had previously mentioned it's 22 a day.
22 a day.
The plurality of those, or one of the sizable percentages, are people that weren't actually physically on a battlefield, but operators of drones and helicopters.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I see stuff too.
Yeah, you know, like they're doing these things and they're being told. It's like playing a video game.
Yeah.
Only it's actual real human beings that you're shooting. Oh, yeah, those reporters from Reuters, the journalist. Well, they were in the vicinity of a really bad guy, so it's okay to just go ahead and shoot him right in, you know, the middle of the chest.
That's the stuff from Chelsea Manning's, can't remember what the name of the release was.
Collateral murder.
Collateral murder release, yeah. Robert?
Yeah, just, it just it seems to me that it's happening a lot more frequently than what it has been in the last few weeks. I mean, the first one I ever heard of in terms of a veteran shooting, in terms of, you know, shooting
University of Texas,
killing innocent people, was the Texas Tower shooter back in 1966. You know, is what really made big news. But
Kennedy assassination, Oswald was former military.
Yeah, but I mean, they're more mass killing, so.
Yeah, I couldn't. You'd have to look through the history of mass killings. My understanding is that although we've had a rash of them very recently, that historically they were, you know, just not as reported on. Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I think that 22 deaths a day is probably something worth keeping in mind on this Veterans Day.
Free talk about this day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Governor Jerry Brown is calling the fires burning in California the new abnormal.
We have a real challenge here, threatening our whole way of life.
Brown says new ideas on everything from forest management to fire prevention will be needed to meet the challenge of climate change. He says the cost may be in the hundreds of billions, even within the span of a few years. The campfire near Chico has taken at least 25 lives, and Governor Brown has offered condolences.
Our thoughts and our prayers are with those who've lost loved ones, members of their family, neighbors and friends. This is truly a tragedy that all Californians can understand and respond to.
West of Los Angeles, more than 3,000 firefighters are still struggling to contain the Woolsey Fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. I'd like to thank Bill Berry for being a silver amplifier. If you want to be like Bill and support Free Talk Live and our mission of spreading the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as we possibly can, that's what we use the money for, the $5 a month that we get. We don't use paychecks. You're not buying sandwiches for everybody. It's just for spreading the ideas of liberty, to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So be like Bill and support Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We got Bruce calling in from South Carolina. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were talking about disabilities and all, and I was, when I got applied, I saw it on social media, where you could collect like $2,500 from the government and all this.
Per month?
You just send, yeah, per month. Whatever, wow. That's what they were advertising. It just depends on what you put into, too. That's
okay.
Up to, you know, they ain't going to tell you the minimum.
Okay.
They're going to tell you the high dollar part.
Yep.
But anyway, you just call them up, tell them you got a problem or whatever, they'll send you the paperwork. And they'll put it through and everything. And, you know, like, first time they did it for me, just make it short, I was denied. To get
yep.
to the point, I was denied. I didn't even, you know, pursue it after that because I can work. I mean, I'm not that bad. I got some problems and stuff, you know. But I can work. And I'm working now.
Yep.
But anyway, they kept on. And it finally got to the point where I got a hearing in front of a judge. And
so how'd they keep on? When you say they kept on, who kept on?
The attorneys.
So, like, your attorney?
The ones that I saw on the internet. I mean,
Okay.
They didn't quit, and I mean it's going on 3 years now, and
eight?
I finally went in front of a judge.
Like eight.
And
how many years? Three.
Okay, 3 years. Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Gotcha.
And but anyway, they went in front of the judge and everything, and I was denied. And well, I thought that was pretty much it, and they said, well, we're going to appeal it, and I'm saying, well. All they can do is say no to begin with, and I'm
sure.
Curious to see how far these people will go, if you know what I mean. Because they're not going to give it to me. I'm working right now. I go in front of that judge, and judge's going to ask me, what am I doing, just like she did the last time. And I'll say, I have a job. I work 40 hours a week.
Yep.
And she's going to say, well, if you can work 40 hours a week, you can keep on working, because you can't. You know, basically.
Right.
Right now, they know who can do it, but if you pursue it and basically have the paperwork, which would be all the doctors and stuff to sign. I didn't even have a doctor just write me off. You know, a doctor wouldn't say, hey, you know, he needs disability. They thought there was a chance in it. But after
the lawyers
two
did.
And a half years. Yeah,
interesting that they're advertising for people who might need disability benefits.
They'll hook you up with two or three different companies if you, you know, go on to that line.
So is this still going on? Did you win?
Huh? I didn't win anything.
Okay. Is the case still open?
I guess so. They sent me a note saying that after that, that they had reviewed whatever and they thought there was a reason to appeal. So I figure if they're going to appeal it and waste their time, I'm going to let them because I know they're not going to give it to me. Because basically, I do not want it at this point. I'm doing fine. And what I've paid in is not going to nearly be what I'm making right now. And they're not going to let me make it so much anyway, and it's not going to amount to what I'm making right now. Because my brother's on disability. Now he can't even button his pants. But that's how I do it. And he gets so much, but he can also work. From what I understand, he can make like $800 or $900 a month along with his disability subsidized because he only gets so much. And you can't live off of $750 a month.
Sure can't. Thanks for the call,
that's
Bruce.
That's pretty much. Anyway, thank you. Have a good night.
Good night. 855-450-3733. Daryl, Chicago's taxing video games?
Yeah. I was confused as well when I saw the headline. And story comes from CBS Local Chicago.
This should be one of the worst written stories you hear all evening.
Netflix.
CBS Local is always, it's computer written, by the way.
Netflix, Pandora, Spotify, those are just some of the streaming services that Chicagoans already get taxed on as part of the city's amusement tax.
I can't even believe that you can tax somebody on Netflix. I mean, like, how do I even know? I mean,
billing address?
On what?
Your credit card statement when you sign up for a Netflix account and you pay them $9.99 a month?
So Netflix knows what your billing. I guess they would know what your billing address is on a credit card, right? You have to give that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Same amusement tax.
Time to get a private mailbox in Naperville and just go out and get your mail every once a month.
Same amusement tax has applied to streaming entertainment services since 2015, but starting November 14th, PlayStation users in Chicago will be hit with the same 9% charge that applies to other entertainment providers.
9%?
PlayStation? 9%? Like what? Is this some kind of subscription?
Sounds like it.
Okay, I'm not I have a PlayStation 2 and a PlayStation 3, but I kind of just dropped off from the console gaming thing years ago.
Some of the video game things you do pay for subscriptions so that you can do online streaming, and then you get automatic updates, and you know, I don't know exactly what all's involved,
right?
But there are subscriptions that you can get. The new tax, the result of an agreement between Sony and the city of Chicago, has some gamers seeing red. Some gamers on Thursday were just getting word that their gaming hobby was about to get more expensive. PlayStation gamer David Kim said, you're just playing in the comfort of your living room playing PlayStation. Why do you have to be taxed on it? It makes no sense. Why should I have to pay extra if I didn't have to pay tax before? Why am I paying it now?
I think this is probably how everybody who pays tax at all feels.
This is all taxes. I mean, this is a big motivation for me to leave Philadelphia and move to New Hampshire, was because I was being taxed up the wazoo in Philadelphia for stuff that didn't make my life better. It was all going down the toilet for the Philadelphia public education system, which was so bad there was no way I was ever going to send my kids there. So all these silly state and local taxes, I just finally said, forget it, I'm going to New Hampshire. So here I am. I'm much happier.
Yeah, it's really important, though. Philadelphia provides brotherly love to the people who go to the public schools there.
Brotherly love by taxing the sodas at some ridiculous amount, so that if you run a restaurant and you get the syrup bags that make 5 gallons of soda, the tax on the bag is based on the final product, not the actual net weight when you receive it. So it basically doubles the cost of the syrup.
I didn't care about that one because I don't drink soda. But.
Right, but that just went in place, and the mayor was trying to prevent the distributors from passing the tax on to the businesses.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you people are like political dissidents trying to avoid taxes.
Yeah, I avoid as many taxes as possible. Gamer Danny Yoshiba agreed. He says, I think it's kind of ridiculous that you have to pay more to play the same games. Jeffrey Schwab, a senior attorney with the Liberty Justice Center, said the city could be overstepping its boundaries with the PlayStation tax. He says, we think the city doesn't have the constitutional right to do that. The tax is not based on whether or not anyone used it in Chicago, but whether they had a billing address in Chicago.
That's interesting. So if you have
it's based solely on the billing address.
Right. So if you have an address in Chicago, you spend your, well, you could be a military member who signed up in Chicago, have your parents are there or whatever, that's where your credit card's through, and then you're on maneuvers for the next 3 years or whatever all across the globe. You have to continue to pay this 9%. Yeah, that's
9% entertainment tax.
I must say that I feel well served by our taxing overlords here. Yeah, it's great. 855, check us out at freetalklive.com. We got an interview coming up here from Extra Von Nauthaus about the Liberty Dollar. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's been Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
freetalklive.com.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Another edition of the Edgington Post Show. I am Mark Edge. This is the final segment of Free Talk Live. And today I've got with me, well, a name that you'll probably remember if you have been listening to Free Talk Live for some time, at least the last name. I have Extra von Nothaus, which is the son of Bernard von Nothaus. I don't think we can go any further without talking about your first name.
That seems like a good place to start. Do you want the whole story or, you know?
That'll take the abbreviated version.
Okay. All right. Well, I have an older brother, and his name is Random.
Random von Nothaus. Okay.
And so my parents obviously set the stage there for basically needing to give me, forcing themselves to give me a strange name as well.
Yeah, they pretty much had to.
And so I was the second boy, so I was Extra.
So first they've got Random, then they've got Extra. It makes perfect sense.
Exactly.
To me. Yep.
Exactly. And it's luckily it's just the two of us, so there aren't any other victims out there.
How long are the conversations generally when you talk, give some bureaucrat or functionary your name?
It varies. It varies. I mean, you know, obviously I get a lot of comments about it. You know, going to the bank is always an interesting experience. But, yeah, I mean, I kind of give a similar explanation that I just gave, right? That it's, you know, kind of part of, not a family name necessarily, but driven by my parents,
yeah.
Should I say.
It's a family quirk.
Exactly.
Your sister's name.
My dad's name is Bernard, which, you know, in Germany is a very famous, is a very common name.
Yeah.
But obviously here in the U.S. it's quite peculiar as well, so. It fits in a little bit with that.
Your dad put together the project, for those that remember, or for those that don't, for that matter, put together the project called Liberty Dollar. Liberty Dollar was a currency, a silver-backed currency. They had both rounds, is what they referred to them, Liberty Dollar rounds, and then a paper, a silver-backed paper currency. Now, I've got some of the silverback paper currency hidden away somewhere. I don't know exactly where, if I could find it, and some rounds myself. Actually received from Bernard, your father, a couple of maker-marked coins that I've held on to just because, well, they made me feel special. And something happened at some point or another. He was charged with counterfeiting, even though these coins, if you take any kind of look at them, they've got a toll-free number on them. They've got a website. The government doesn't have anything like like that. But nonetheless, there was the long show trial and an even longer, much longer period where they just sort of waited to sentence him. And then I think it was close to a couple of years, and maybe you can correct me on that, but at some point or another, they finally did sentence him. But the sentence was so light, it was as if they just needed a guilty hearing, and then that was it.
Yes. Yes. So... So he was convicted on the counterfeiting statute. 486 is the section number. And it was actually the first time that 486 had ever been used to prosecute anybody. And basically what 486 says is that regardless of whether the rounds or the paper currency actually is made to look like U.S. currency, if you are offering it as a competitor or an alternative to the U.S. dollar, then that in itself is counterfeiting. And so it's not the traditional, I printed some $20 bills myself kind of counterfeiting. Anyone who's seen the paper currency can certainly attest to the fact that they were blue and purple, never used green to purposefully stay away from that. But just the fact that he was offering it as what's defined in 486 as current money, in and of itself is counterfeiting under that statute. So
I didn't hear that part.
While
but, okay.
He thought that he was purposely avoiding the counterfeiting statutes, he actually was violating one of them, according to the court.
Well, there's enough laws that at some point or another you're going to violate them. At some point or another, there was something called a new Liberty Dollar, which was basically the same thing as what your father had offered with, only the slightest of variations, if there were that at all. And now there's Liberty Dollar 2, or 2.0?
LD2 is how we refer to it.
LD2. Tell me about it.
Yes. LD2 is, you know, a kind of a reimagining, if you will, of Liberty Dollar. So it keeps within, maintained a lot of the core operational value that the Liberty Dollar had. And by that I'm referring to, you know, every digital token of LD2 is backed up by 1 ounce of silver. Physical redemption is available.
This is what we were asking for.
So you own the silver that the digital token represents. So you can ask for that silver to be shipped to you by redeeming the token, the digital token, anytime you'd like. We do regular audits, monthly audits, by an independent CPA firm that we hired in order to ensure that every ounce is in the vault as it should be for every digital token that's been issued. And those sort of aspects of the Liberty Dollar that really worked very well. And then we've married those with the new technology of blockchain and cryptocurrencies. So instead of having the physical paper certificates be the warehouse receipt, for the silver on deposit, the digital token is now a blockchain-based digital warehouse receipt for the silver that the bearer has ownership of.
So this is what I was asking for when I found out about Bitcoin first. I mean, I was like, wow, what's it backed with? Nothing? Whoa, how about some silver? How hard would that be? So, you know, this is exactly what I was hoping for when Bitcoin came along. But now that we're, well, I guess when I heard about Bitcoin, it was 2011. Now that we're, you know, 7 years out, we find out that cryptocurrency, that, you know, the mathematics or whatever, it in and of itself provides value because people are willing to pay for it. Why offer something that's backed with silver?
To your point, Mark, you know, Bitcoin is essentially fiat, right? I mean, it's a digital fiat, but it doesn't necessarily change the economics of it just because it's digital, right? I mean, the fiat nature of it is still there because it's backed by nothing. While you don't see the same inflationary pressures and loss of purchasing power that you see with fiat currencies like the U.S. dollar, ultimately, there isn't anything to stop the price from going to zero, right? There's no underlying asset that has its own value or its own market price that would create a price floor, for lack of a better description. And so, and we've seen this with other cryptocurrencies. that some of them do end up going to zero, because once trust is lost in the network or in the currency itself, then there is nothing to buoy the price. And so that leads in part to a lot of the price volatility you see with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? They're all highly correlated price. So as one crypto goes up, all the cryptos go up. Bitcoin goes up, everything goes up. And so ultimately that is somewhat of an inherent weakness from our perspective. And so being able to take, as I said, you know, the best parts of Liberty Dollar and mirror it with the technology gave us the ability to have the benefits and the price appreciation and the utility of the cryptos while still providing an underlying asset. And that's part of the reason of why physical redemption is so important and the auditing is so important, because ultimately, instead of taking $5 for a digital token, an LT2 digital token, for example, you would be much better off taking redemption of the physical silver and selling that for either the commemorative value or, at the worst case scenario, the melt value, and that would be worth more than whatever price the market value might have on the token itself. And so, like I said, that creates a price floor of where the value of the digital tokens on the open market would never be less than that melt value of the underlying silver.
So that's kind of what they call, that's what they basically call a stable coin these days. So I can think of, for instance, Tether is one of the coins they call a stable coin. It's backed by a U.S. dollar, but obviously it would, even if it's true, and there's been lots of claims that Tether isn't backed by the U.S. dollar, but, and that's, just not
yeah.
so at all. But if it is true, the U.S. dollar is obviously not inflation proof in and of itself.
No, I mean, from our perspective, and this is, you know, a shared perspective by many people, is that, you know, adding on an additional layer of cryptocurrencies on top of a fiat really doesn't address the underlying problems and the underlying weakness that inflation brings.
To hear the rest of this great interview, go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date there and download, or just listen on the web, archives.freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.